Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. What's the best way to stalk slash creep on your ex slash someone you like?
I think my answer is okay, so what? Tell me. Funny. Venmo.
Oh, that's what I knew. That's what
Venmo.
I knew. Literally, Venmo's the best.
No. Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the beautiful Jordan Rebecca.
Hi.
I'm so excited.
And I'm just going to give a little, I'm going to cut her off, give her a little introduction, and then we'll get into the conversation. But yeah, Jordan Rebecca, I met her through kind of Instagram, kind of Alicia, like recommended, had amazing things to say about you. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in New York. I have to meet this girl. And you're so New York, by the way.
I am.
My nose is running. Love that for me. Anyway, Jordan is a YouTuber. How long have you had your channel?
So long. I am now.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like OG.
Yes, but I never took advantage of it. Like, started it when I was a sophomore in high school. So I think I was probably 16 or 17.
And how old are you
now? And now I'm 23. Wow. I graduated college 2 years ago, pretty much.
Okay.
And yeah, I started it super young and I loved it. I just thought it was so fun. But then, like, I went to college and, like, things, it trailed off a little bit.
Yeah.
But now I'm back in it.
We're back. Full send.
Yes.
So, YouTuber, and also works for the Food Network.
Yes, I do.
Which is so dope. I want to hear all the deets about that. I'm in New York. I came here out on a whim with Danielle, Morgan, and Shelby, and now we're going to have a day together, right?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Okay, so where are you from originally? Where'd you go to college? How'd you end up here? Tell me your story.
Great. So I'm from Philadelphia originally, right outside the city, in the suburbs. Super exciting, super fun times. Very, like, idealistic suburb situation.
Got it.
Like, Pretty Little Liars was, like, based off of my town.
Got it.
Like,
oh, no way. Like, yeah. Rosewood?
Yeah.
Got it.
Like, very, like, that, like, except there were no murders. No murders.
Yeah. No A's.
Yeah, no Got A's. It. Very.
Just B's.
Yes. Just B's and very, like, loving families. Yeah. Like, nice life.
Yeah. Midwest life. I'm from Indiana, so okay. I totally.
Yes. Like, I've always been an East Coast girl, and, like, growing up, I always came to the city because Philly is, like, super close to New York. Okay. Like, by train, it takes, like, an hour and a half. I also grew up with my aunt living in LA, so I was always, like,
wow, I didn't know
between,
that.
Like, LA and New York. So I always sort of, like, bounced back between LA and New York, and, like, I knew that I wanted to end up in one of those places. Then I ended up going to Syracuse. I studied television, radio, and film there.
Oh, and they're, like, number one in that, right?
Yes, at Newhouse.
Yes!
And it was amazing. It was one of the...
That's amazing.
Thank you. It was one of the greatest things I've ever done, and, like, being in Newhouse was super cool because I didn't get into Syracuse getting into Newhouse. Like,
okay.
You apply to, like, different schools, and yeah. I did not get in. So if you are applying to colleges and you are feeling a little down about it, don't worry. It all works out.
Wait, so you didn't get into Newhouse or you didn't get into Syracuse?
I got into Syracuse.
And then,
I did not get into Newhouse. So, I got in with a different major.
Got it. So to make a comparison, you guys, for those of you that are from Indiana, it's kind of like getting into IU and not getting into Kelly School of Business yet, if that makes sense.
Great.
That probably is so foreign to you, but I have a lot of Indiana listeners.
Perfect. So so then after my freshman year, I transferred into Newhouse and was
cool.
Like, thank God, because
Newhouse,
it was, like,
yeah.
All I wanted. And also Syracuse is fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't be here and, like, not be in Newhouse. Like, my mom will kill me.
Yeah.
So
you got in.
So I got in. It was in Newhouse. It was an amazing experience. Like, learned so much. I was still, like, doing YouTube on the side.
Did you do the sorority thing?
I did. I was in Delta Gamma.
Ooh, DG.
Mm-hmm.
Anchor.
We both just threw it up.
We both did it. I have a lot of friends that are DGs.
Which is one of the reasons why I, like, connected with Remy, because she was in DG.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah. So yeah, I was in DG, did the whole sorority life, like, really was, like, full force college. But yeah. Then when I was, like...
What was your favorite frat to go to?
Oh my God. Okay, well, I'm Jewish, and I love me some AE Pi, which is, like, the Jewish fraternity on campus.
Find a nice Jewish boy.
I try. I try every day. And
do
then,
you have J-Swipe?
Okay, I've deleted all dating apps off of my phone.
Okay, well,
we can get into
that
this
later.
Later, but, like, I've deleted
all
dating apps.
I'm very infatuated by J-Swipe.
It's,
all my Jewish friends, I'm like, get it!
It's so fun, but, like, I've deleted all dating apps, and I will tell you
I'm not Jewish, otherwise I wish I would.
Oh, there's a willing to convert option. Don't you worry. But if you're not willing to convert, then I don't know.
I know.
But,
there's a willing to convert option on J-Swipe?
Yes, like, I will swipe through people and be like, I'm not Jewish, but willing to convert. I'm like, why are you on J-Swipe?
What? No, I know girls. I've said this on the podcast before, but I know girls that get on J-Swipe just that are Christian or whatever religion, because I'm Christian, and they just like Jewish guys. That's why they have it.
Yeah, I get that. I like Jewish guys, too. So my favorite rap was probably AE Pi, just because, like, I liked all the guys there. Oh, but my real favorite was Sayu.
Oh, what's that? Is that a Jewish fraternity?
No. It was just, like, the nice... Like, all my best guy friends were in SIU.
Oh.
And, like, it was just, like, the nicest, best guys. Like, they were just really nice. But, like, honest... But
like, friend zone guys?
Some yes, some no.
Okay. And that's the tea.
And that's that. But like every college campus is different. Like every fry is going to be different on every campus. SIU just like had people that I really like to hang out with and great music.
Got it. So are you, you guys are like the Orange Puffs, right?
It's just the orange.
The orange?
It's so weird. It's I'm so confused. He is literally an orange ball. Like, is it a fruit? Is it a ball? See, we don't know.
I'm from Indiana and we're the Hoosiers, which, like, I don't know what that is either, but it makes a little bit more sense to me.
Wait, maybe. I have a friend who went to Indiana.
Really?
We can talk about this online.
Okay. But anyway, I remember one time, so Indiana's like a really big basketball school. Mm-hmm.
Same as Syracuse.
Yes, actually, I know someone that plays for Syracuse.
Oh, hey.
Back on the air. So, Indiana's pretty good at basketball, or they're supposed to be. And we were going to the Sweet 16 tournament in March Madness. Do you know what March Madness is?
Yes.
Okay, love that. So, most people in LA are like, what's basketball? Like,
well, Syracuse is also a huge basketball sport.
Okay, yeah. So, Indiana was playing Syracuse in Washington, D.C.
Head to head.
So, my family, my dad, actually, my dad, my brother, and I went to Washington, D.C. because, like, we're, like, big Hoosier fans. Mm-hmm. And we played Syracuse. We ended up losing. And we, like, sold our tickets to Syracuse fans so that, like, they could go to the rest of the games. But I remember, like, trying to make fun of their mascot because I was like, what is their mascot? But then I was like, wait, what's our mascot?
No. It's so weird. Still to this day, I have no idea. I just know that he's cute and orange and his name is Otto and, like, bleed orange forever. That's
Otto?
All I gotta
Otto?
Say. Otto. O-T-T-O.
Oh,
Otto.
I thought it was like A-U-T-O.
No.
Got it.
Otto the Orange. I don't know.
Interesting.
We're just Syracuse Orange.
Got it.
Not oranges.
Copy that.
Not orange ball. Just
okay,
orange.
I thought it was the Orange Puff for some reason.
No, like our mascot is literally a color.
Okay. Cool. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you graduated.
Oh, yes. I graduated, but before I graduated, I spent a semester in L.A., which
what?
Was so fun.
What'd you do there?
I interned at E! News.
OMG. Okay, so was this when they weren't with NBC?
No, they were with NBC
they
at this
were?
Point.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was when Kat Sadler was still there.
Got it. Love her.
Love her.
I
Erin Lim was right on the rise.
No, wait. Okay, so I want Kat. So Kat's from Indiana.
Oh, yes, she is. Did she go to Indiana?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I really, 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 really want her on this podcast.
That would be so epic.
I know.
Her assistant's name is Ginger.
I know. I know. I've emailed her.
Get in through her.
So I did this documentary called Us Two.
Okay.
And it's basically off of, like, Me Too and Time's Up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to have Kat on it, but, like, she was too busy or whatever. I was emailing Ginger.
Super nice girl.
Yeah. Love her. Love Ginger.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram, I think. I wanted Kat on it, but, because she would be, like, the perfect candidate. But I love what she's doing now. She has her own production company now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have no idea. But anyways, Kat was so nice. Everyone at E was so nice. It was such a great experience.
And what did you do? You interned?
I interned there. So, like, basically the program that I went on was through Syracuse, and it was, like, we interned during the day, and then we had to take a bunch of classes at night, and, like, it was basically, like, my capstone. Like, end of college, like, thesis or whatever, was going to L.A. and working. And stuff.
Was Juliana not there?
No, she wasn't there at the time.
She's back, right?
She is back.
Better than ever.
She is back and better than ever. And, like, I think everyone's dream was to be Juliana Rancic when they were a kid. And,
same.
Like, mine still is. And, like, I don't know how I'm going to compete with all these people out there trying to be Juliana.
So, was she in Chicago at the time? Where did she live? Or Washington, D.C.?
It's, like, split between Chicago and L.A., pretty sure. Because Bill is from Chicago.
And they had the restaurant.
And they had the restaurant in Chicago.
I love that we both know.
Obviously.
Everyone's lives.
Obviously. I remember one time I was at Barnes & Noble with my ex-boyfriend. And we were buying school supplies. We were buying school supplies, like, for our next semester in college. And I was like, oh, my God, Juliana Rancic's book, 50% off. He was like, are you really going to buy that? I was like,
am I not going to buy this?
Of course I'm going to buy it. Have I read one page?
No, it's fine.
No, it is
great
sitting. It
coffee
is
table.
Sitting on the same place in my bookshelf. It has not moved.
Love that.
Still the 50% off sticker.
Oh,
still on it.
Love it.
But, like, I love you, Juliana, and, like, maybe one day I'll read it.
Yes. No, she's great.
Yeah.
So, you loved that.
Yes, I loved that, and then I went
back.
But
what were your thoughts on L.A.?
I love it.
You do?
I love L.A.
Would you ever live there again?
I'm, like, always one foot on the plane to L.A. Like, I love it so
much.
Come
visit me.
I go all the time.
I feel like you're, like, the brown-headed Jewish version of me.
I love that. I'm so here for it. Like,
literally.
Okay, great. I'll take that any day. Also, like, I did used to be blonde.
Really?
Yes, recently. I was like, you know how, like, Lauren Elizabeth is, like, so dark?
But, like, I literally know it. exactly.
But, like, she's dark hair, but, like, she dyes her hair blonde. Yeah. Like, that was me.
Got it. But I like the dark on
you. Thank you. Thank you. It is much more New York vibe.
You're very...
I'm also serving, like, major Steve Jobs vibes right now.
But she's wearing, like, a mock turtleneck. You know what who you're reminding me of is my best friend, Kenzie Elizabeth.
Okay.
Do you know Kenzie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Like, I've never met her in person, but I know
like
what you're talking about.
She, like, slicks her hair back like that. And she's, like, obsessed with hoops. Yes. We're both wearing gold hoops.
We are.
Yeah. Love that
for us. I have a whole situation here.
Yeah. What do you think about the double piercing? I've been thinking about it.
I've had it forever, and I love it.
I've been wanting to, like, rebel a little bit.
Do it. It's so fun to just, like, play around.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. I would recommend. But... yes. Should we go back to Syracuse?
Okay, so LA, loved it.
Loved it.
You would move there. So you wrapped up Syracuse, you graduated.
Yes, I graduated, and then I was like, oh crap, I graduated, I have no job, what am I going to do? And then I had interned at Food Network previously, like the summer before I interned at
Got it.
I got super lucky, and I got a job at Food Network like a week after I graduated, and I've been there ever since. In New York. So part of me was like, I really want to move to LA, but like I got a job in New York. So I was like, New York it is. And here I am to this
day. Wow.
But I do really want to move to LA because I hate winter.
Okay.
Like, I despise winter.
Yeah. It's the worst.
But right now
it's great out.
No, it's really nice out right now, but like about 2 weeks ago, it was the worst.
January and February, I can't even imagine.
Because it's not even the holidays anymore. Yeah. And you're like, oh wait, it's cold and there's no joy.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about your job.
Okay.
Because I'm very infatuated and interested in it. What do you do?
Okay, so I work on the Food Network Snapchat Discover team.
Whoa.
I know, lots of
so
words.
So what's your title?
Video coordinator.
Cool.
For Snapchat Discover. It is... a lot of words, but basically, if you're on Snapchat and you're familiar with the app, there's the whole Discover platform where, like, Cosmo and Refinery29 and, like, all these brands have those, like, basically online magazines. Mm-hmm. Like, some of them are shows. Like, E has The Rundown. Refinery has, like, more of a magazine style. So does Cosmo, and, like, so do we.
Do you make the videos?
So, within the Snapchat team, there's, like, design team, editorial team, and video team. So, I'm on the video team.
Cool.
And, basically, it's me, my boss, and my coworker, and we create, like, recipe videos and, like, original series geared toward the Snapchat audience.
Do you record the videos on your phone?
No, we have a whole setup.
Got it.
It's, like, legit cameras and, like, a whole thing.
Okay, cool. Because I've been to... BuzzFeed Tasty before.
Oh yeah. And that's like that's intense, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. They have like all these tables.
Yeah.
But it's smaller than you'd expect. Mm-hmm. But it's all these tables and they have like the lights above the tables. Yeah. Like cause it's kind of like Casey Neistat style, like flat lay.
Yeah. Totally.
And then, you know, they cook and they have like the big monitor so they can see like the slow-mo of the cake getting cut and stuff. But it's cool.
Yeah,
and then they have the whole kitchen. Do you guys have a kitchen?
Yeah, so we have a kitchen. We have a whole working test kitchen because not only do we, like, produce video, of course, we have Food Network Magazine, we have foodnetwork.com, where, like, all of our, like, culinary team have to, like, test the recipes, like, consistently to, like, keep our website up to date because it's, they're also testing recipes for shows and stuff like that. But, like, in my office is, like, the test kitchen. Where,
yeah.
Like, all the recipes that you see on Food Network get tested.
So are you guys constantly eating?
You'd think.
Yeah.
For some reason, like, we don't get a ton of, like, free food sent to us. I eat a ton when I'm on set. Like, if I'm on set filming, which is not every day.
Which means you're making food.
Which means we're making food and, like, working with food and shooting it and stuff. I eat so
like,
much.
Like, you're eating the ingredients?
I'm eating the finished product, the ingredients, like, everything. Like,
got it.
If we are making... oh, for Snapchat, we do a lot of, like... oh, like more fun videos, like pizza and stuff like that. Because, like, obviously
that's people want to watch.
People on Snapchat would, like, want to watch that sort of stuff. Like, those, like, real, like, food porn, like, binge-worthy sort of things. Yeah, so I eat a lot of junk.
Have you ever been on camera? Like,
yes.
With the food?
Okay. Yeah. So I...
so you're kind of like a little host.
I have a YouTube channel. Like, I love being on camera, but I also love being behind the camera. Like, I think it's really important to know both sides if you're gonna pursue something like this.
Girl, you or me.
Yeah, I think it's really important to, like, understand how, like, production works and post-production and pre-production if you're gonna, like, be involved.
Yeah. Especially post.
Totally. Totally. So we do a series every week called Taste Test, which is basically just, like, us tasting food. Like
no way.
Like, just, like, us being like, oh, like, let's taste
sounds like a dream job.
Let's taste food from Thailand today. Or like, now today we're tasting like British candy.
Yeah.
So I'm in a lot of those videos. And then like sometimes if they need like, we did like a oat face mask once. And my boss was like, your face. You're gonna put the mask on. And I was like, okay.
So we can find your oat face video on Snapchat?
Yeah, sometimes it airs.
Oh my God.
Well, there's different videos on there every single day. Cool. So it's kind of just like you're... if you get lucky.
Yeah.
But every Friday we do taste tests and I'm usually in them. So every Friday on Food Network's Facebook, YouTube, and Snapchat.
We can look at you.
We can...
Oh my God, I'm so gonna watch it now. I'm so excited.
It's really fun. It's a fun series. It's just like entertaining to watch. It's like a mukbang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you guys ever do mukbangs?
No, but I really want to.
You should.
I really want to.
Yeah. You should even do it on your YouTube channel.
I'm going on vacation in like 3 weeks and I just want to do a mukbang.
Where?
Like on the beach. Turks and Caicos.
OMG. Are you going with your fam or
I'm
what?
I'm going with my fam. I'm so excited. So fun.
And then you said you had a brother. Do you have any other siblings?
I have two brothers.
Okay.
Both younger. So I'm the oldest. And my brothers are the coolest people on this earth. Like sometimes I'm like, how am I related to such cool people?
That's so cool. And what do they do?
My middle brother is a musician.
And how old is he?
He is a sophomore in college.
Okay, cool.
And then my youngest brother is a freshman in college and he's just like a smarty pants and like knows
that's
everything.
Awesome.
And is like is so intelligent.
I have one younger brother and he's a freshman in college too.
Oh my gosh. We are the same person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love my brothers.
They're same. So, my brother and I are really tight.
Yeah, we used to not be. And, like, I think once everyone graduated and, like, now everyone's in college, it's so much better.
I think also, I don't know, having a brother is such a different experience than having a sister.
I mean, I could never imagine having a sister.
No, I would die.
I mean, I like that my mom, like, all the attention's just, like, on me. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to go shopping with your mom,
yeah,
you're just like, oh, me and my mom are going shopping. But you have to share that with another girl.
I just think, actually, I have a good question for you. Do you think that having a brother, like, makes you cooler around guys?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because, well, one, I'm the oldest, which you are too.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if I had an older brother, I would be like, oh, I'm cooler because, like, I've seen my brother, like, date and, like, deal with girls. But, like, I would never go to, like, my younger brother for boy advice, you know? So I still feel like I'm kind of out
there in
the world.
But do you feel like you can, like, get along with guys easier just because, like, you're used to, like, being around guys?
You know what I will say is that, well, it's different because I don't think of my brothers as, like, cool guys. Like, they're just, like, my younger brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I really know how to handle myself now because of my two younger brothers. But my middle brother is a musician and I have, like, crazy thing for like boys who are in the music industry or like are in bands. So like, I'll like feed
convenient.
Off my brother for like cool bands and stuff. And then like I do feel cooler in that sense. Like I feel like I have a full understanding of the music industry. So if I'm ever crushing on someone who's in music, I feel like I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I can relate to that because my brother is, I definitely don't feel like quote unquote cooler, but I do feel like I have more to talk about because I hear my brother talk about these things.
Yeah.
And so then I can kind of add that to my conversation.
Totally.
So I feel like I know what's going on in the boy world.
Definitely.
So especially it helps when I live in LA and everyone's either a girl or a non-straight guy.
Yes.
So I need to talk to him so he can like tell me that Fortnite's a thing and like stuff like that.
Oh yeah, for sure. So I mean, my brother just got a Nintendo Switch and like I was telling my guy friends about it and I'm like, it's sick. And they're like, yeah, Jordan, it is sick. And I was like, I know, I've played it before.
Yeah. I like know the areas to go to in Fortnite and like I feel relevant.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know. I'm like, have you been to Loot Lake? And they're like, ha ha.
They're probably like, oh my God, this girl. This girl of my dreams.
Honestly, like, I don't know. I probably not. I like to tell myself that's cool.
Yeah, no.
Do you consider yourself like a foodie?
Totally.
Really?
Literally my favorite thing to do in New York is go out to eat.
What's your favorite restaurant in New York?
Oh my God, that's so hard. Stanton Social is great on Stanton Street in the Lower East Side.
That?
It's like an American tapas situation. Like they have they have anything you want, sort of, but it's like all small plates.
Yeah.
And it's just really cute, really fun for a birthday. Really just a good time.
Love a birthday restaurant.
Like it's like a very like loungy vibe.
Oh,
like,
great.
I went there for my 21st birthday. Like really fun.
Fun. It's best brunch spot.
Shuka.
Shuka? What's that?
It's amazing, like, Middle Eastern, like, Mediterranean food. So good.
They have such good
love
food
that.
Here.
Like, it's just so hard to pick one restaurant because there's so many that, like, I can't even be like, oh, I want to go to my favorite place again and again and again, because if I'm ever going out, I want to try somewhere new.
So I'm going to reroute, and then we're going to go in the polls because we are like 30 minutes in.
Oh, great.
And we've just been chatting up a storm. So one, I just want you to tell me briefly a little bit about your YouTube channel. Okay. What is it about? And
my YouTube channel
is
all about like beauty, fashion, vlogs, all that sort of stuff. I've kind of veered a little bit less towards like beauty tutorials, and now I'm doing more vlogs and lifestyle, because I feel like where I can stand out in this YouTube world is that I live in New York and that I have a job and that like I'm not a full-time YouTuber. So I think that it's interesting to like
get
like that perspective.
Yeah. Well, isn't it funny that on this podcast we're 30 minutes in and I've asked you about Food Network and not really your YouTube?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting because like I feel like it's interesting to learn about people's like real corporate jobs.
Yeah.
Because like YouTube is kind of like, it's a mystery, but it's also not a mystery now.
Yeah.
Like so many people are doing it. So I just think people want to see like real life.
Well, it's just so rare to be a YouTuber and have a real corporate job. Yeah. Or it's so rare for someone who has a corporate job to show what their corporate job is like.
Right,
like
right.
It's not like normal like employees like run around vlogging. They're like
totally.
They're like at like them at their desk.
And
you
I'm lucky enough to work at a company that accepts
it's
that.
Like,
and
cool.
It's like a media company because I already work in video.
So sick.
So like
I'm sure
works,
they love it too.
It works hand in hand, but like I really try now to do a lot of vlogs about my job, about New York City.
So
like, I just try to highlight things like maybe are different than like any other YouTuber.
Yeah.
But I also, of course, like love doing like hauls and favorites videos and stuff
which
like that.
Which we love to watch anyway.
Yeah.
So it's Jordan Rebecca on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Jordan with a Y.
Go subscribe to her, you guys. Okay, so let's get into the polls. I know we just followed each other, but do you like voting in polls? Like, was it fun coming up with them?
Yes, I love voting in polls. I wanted to come up with questions that, like, made people think.
Yes, they were really good.
Were they?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I love them.
It was honestly really hard to think of anything beyond dating. Like, I also wanted to ask, like, I'm such a loser and, like, obsessed with, like, the Disney Channel and, like, the Jonas Brothers. So I was, like, gonna ask, like, weird questions like that. But I was like, maybe I just stick to dating. It just seems like a safe route to go.
Well, the thing about dating is that everyone can relate.
Totally.
So that's why, because we're chatting in the DM, and she was like, what should I do them about? And I was like, honestly, people love the dating ones the best. And I feel like it's a cool perspective because I've never talked about dating in New York. I've only really talked about LA. So I thought that'd be cool to chat.
Totally.
And we're close in age and everything. So dating apps, yes or no for you?
No.
What? Okay, why?
Okay, because dating
apps... That's really shocking.
Dating... I have done the dating app game.
Okay.
None of which has been successful, ever.
Okay, what apps did you use?
Hinge, JSwipe, Bumble. I hinted at Tinder, but I stopped.
No, Tinder's a no-go.
Yeah, no.
Tinder's like Motel.
But like, mostly JSwipe, Hinge, and Bumble.
Okay.
And I don't
know. What did you like out of the best?
Hinge is probably my favorite.
Yeah. Agree.
Hinge is my favorite because you can actually like hear questions, like see the questions and like see how people like their personality is. But for me, it's just so hard because I cannot judge a person off of a picture or a question to an answer. Like any of my ex relationships or any of my ex boyfriends, if I saw them on Hinge, I'd be like, no.
Oh, same.
You know what I mean? Like,
same,
I just need more of, like, a getting, like, I'm so
We're
quick.
We're such people.
Yeah,
too.
I'm so quick to judge. Like, I need to know someone's personality.
Yeah.
I need to know who somebody is. And, like, I just feel like I'm going to have more success.
Got it.
Meeting someone in real life. And, like, sometimes it gets, like, a little... Not like it gets a little unhealthy to just sit there and be like, no, to all these people. It's like discouraging a little bit. I'd like to just like take a break.
I agree with that. I have right now on my phone, I have Hinge in the League. Have you ever heard of that?
I have. I've done the League and I don't like it.
Okay. I have them on my phone and genuinely the only times I get on them like right now in my life are if I'm bored. Like if I'm going through my apps,
and
you know?
It feels kind of like effed up to me to be like swiping through people's pictures out of boredom.
Well, like the thing is, I'll go through like Instagram, Twitter, and like what Snapchat, and I'll do that like 3 times, and there's nothing on there, so then I'll like go to the League and Hinge, and like I like them, but I've only gone on one date, and it was a Bumble date, but like I don't know. Also, I feel like the guys here are better though. The guys
See,
are
I
babes
don't think
here.
So.
You think LA guys are
Yes,
I
am.
Okay,
like,
well, if you like musicians.
Yes,
I'm like, give me all the finance guys.
No, I'm like, get me away from the finance guys.
Oh, my God, give
like,
me.
Like, I used to live in Midtown, and it's just full of finance bros, and I'm like, get me away
no,
from
if
them.
I
had to
were,
move to Brooklyn.
If I were here, I'd, like, live on Wall Street.
No. Like, every time, like, I'm not kidding you, Taylor. Every time in my life I've met a guy, I'm
like, we need to trade places.
I'm like, where do you live? And they're like, LA. I'm like, God damn it. They're like, I'm just in New York for the week. And I'm like, hey, are you kidding me?
That's how mine is. Okay, so I'm in the, like, Midwest guys, or, like, guys. Like, I don't want them that. I call them 307s.
Okay.
That's what Kenzie and I call them.
Is that, like, your area code, zip code?
No. That's their Instagram following.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
They have 307 followers. Like, they don't know what's going on. They'll get on Instagram, and I'll have, like, 80 notifications from them because they haven't gone on in, like, 2 weeks.
That is so funny.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
funny.
They're
Wait,
only,
I want to see how many followers my ex-boyfriend has. They're Maybe only, he's a 307.
Literally, like, their only pictures are, of, like, from prom, like, of high school, yes. Like, Mother's Day.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
307, like, plays, like, basketball with his friends, like,
I'm
Fortnite.
I'm gonna be texting you, like, I met a 307 today. What do I do?
I'm gonna be like, met another musician. Not for me, but here you go. That's how I am. So, anyway, yeah. So, dating apps, I would say I'm, like, here for them because I think they're cool, but I personally don't use them that much.
I'm here for them.
38% said yes. 62% said no.
That is shocking.
But I have a lot of, like, college Indiana followers.
Totally. College is not the time for dating.
No.
Up.
So all
college
of them,
is the time to go to a frat party and make out with a guy you don't know on the dance floor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, like, why would you need a dating app if you're just gonna see them at, like, Alpha?
Exactly. Chi, I mean, unless you went to, like, NYU or, like,
yeah,
or, like, USC.
Exactly.
Or
okay. So what do you look for in a dating profile? Pics or personality?
Pics.
Same.
Like, I'm being completely honest, pics.
I do on Hinge. If it interests me, but not enough to immediately like, then I'll read
but
one,
like,
comment.
I think you are lying to yourself and everyone if you say, oh yeah, I don't look at anyone's pictures, I just read their answers.
No.
Like, obviously the picture has to entice you to then read the answers.
Pictures. 39% said pics. You all are liars.
Lying.
I have a lot of liars on
lying.
Here. 61
This
said
is anonymous. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Would you date someone with the same name as you?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, and, like, we both have the same thing. Like,
yeah.
Taylor is a boy name and a girl name. Jordan is a boy name and a girl name. I don't know.
I mean, it would definitely be weird. I wouldn't, like it, but I would do it. If they're perfect, it's not a deal breaker.
No, I guess it's not a deal breaker for me either. Like, it wouldn't be an initial turn on. Like,
yeah.
Oh, your name's Jordan, too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say more... I feel like I know more guy Taylors than I know girl Taylors, but I don't know. What about you for Jordan?
Well, also, my name's spelled Jordyn.
Yeah.
So, like, not many guys, no guys, spell their name that way.
Yeah.
If anything, it's A-N. I don't know that many guy Jordans.
I love the way you spell it.
Thank you.
It's cute.
I think I know, like, one or two. But, yeah, I guess it wouldn't be a deal breaker, but it's also not, like, my ideal situation.
Got it. 47% said yes, they would. 53% said
that's
no.
Close.
I feel like a lot of people are saying no. Like, more people are saying no than I expected.
That's close. I mean, I guess it is kind of weird.
It is weird.
Like, you would have the same name.
Especially when you get married.
Yeah, like, when you get married. Like, let's say you married someone with the last name Smith. Like, you would both
Taylor Smith. Yeah. Or Jordan Smith. That's
like, weird. That's
weird. Okay. Would you ever date a friend of your ex?
See, this question, when I wrote it, I was like...
Did this happen to you or something?
No, it didn't happen to me, but, like, I was thinking about it. Like, there's so many scenarios.
Yeah.
Like, if you...
I mean, it makes kind of sense because, like, normally you guys hang out in the same front room.
Yeah. Like, if you didn't care if your ex hated your guts, then, like, I would say, no, go for it. Date the ex's friend. If you were completely over the ex, date the ex's friend. But I think if you ever wanted to, like, be friends with your ex or, like, maybe rekindle your ex situation, like, you could never date their friend.
Yeah.
And I also think, like, if my ex dated my friend, I would be like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'd be so hurt.
I know.
So, like, I just feel like it's a no. Because, like, it really just depends on your situation with the person. But I just think about how I would feel, and I would feel shitty.
I think, just to be completely honest, I think that dating my ex is, like, a previous ex or, like, whatever of mine, I would be like, yeah, that makes sense. But then if they did it to me, I'd be pissed. Do you
totally.
Know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, just to be straight up.
Yes.
So... I'd vote yes.
Okay.
But if it were, would you be mad if your friend dated, or if your friend dated your ex? I'd be like, yes.
Yes, 100%. 100%. It's
so
situational.
It's like double standard. Like, yeah. I'm not being fair.
No, yeah.
51% said yes. 49%
oh my God. Wow,
said
no. So these are close.
That means they're really good questions if they're half and half.
So close.
And I have a highlight on my profile that's 50-50. So, like, you can see, like,
oh
what
gosh.
Polls were good. Bars or clubs?
bars.
Yeah, same. That's easy money.
I have never been to a club.
The only time it's fun to go to a club is when you're with literally like 20 of your friends and like you like don't expect to talk. No. You're just gonna dance.
I've never been to a club in the United States of America.
No, don't. I've
only been to a club in London, England because I studied abroad there and like that was where we went out.
No,
clubs.
It's like
I've never been. Like, find me at One Oak? No.
No. Oh my God, I hate
don't find me at One Oak.
Yeah. Yeah. 70% said bars. 30% said
totally
clubs.
Agreed.
But find me on the dance floor at the bar.
Find me at the dance floor at the bar in my jeans, chilling. Like I don't need to put
leather
on a
jacket,
little thotty mini skirt to like, go out
dancing. Like, do you? But like, I'm not going to be. I want to like eat breadsticks,
maybe mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. Like I don't
with a beer.
Yeah, I don't want to have to be like. I don't know.
Maybe on a mechanical bull. Who knows?
Literally. That's so mean. Like, I'm going to be dancing like I'm at someone's wedding. Like, I'm not going to be, like...
Yes. I call it...
I'm not going to be, like, moving my shoulders,
no, I'm
like,
gonna be,
in
like,
a tight... I'm
going to be, like, full on, like, thought mitzvah dancing.
I don't want to be, like, uncomfortable.
Like, I want to hear September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes. Oh!
Yes.
You are speaking my language right now. Okay, 70% bars, 30% clubs.
You guys are on track.
Agreed. First date, drinks or dinner?
Drinks.
Yeah.
100%.
Agreed. 39% said drinks, but that's because I have Instagram followers that, like, take their dinner out to Chipotle.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Like, do you know what I mean? So, like, that's way more cash.
I think if you're finding, if you're on a dating app and he's like, can I take you to dinner? I'd be like, let's just do drinks first. You know what I mean? But, like, a second date?
No, if
take
I'm
me
in
to dinner.
If I'm in Indiana and they're like, let's go to like Chipotle, I'd be like, fine.
Yeah.
It's like
that's
quick.
Totally chill.
But like a dinner like in the city is way different.
Totally.
61% said dinner, but again. Okay. When dating, what do you prefer? Calling or texting?
Okay, so like first off, dating, like if I'm like with someone like on a dating app or like just starting to date them, 100% texting.
Yeah.
But if it's
also,
my boyfriend,
can we get off the dating app? Like, just text me. Ask for my number.
If you're interested, like, just get, but also, like,
don't give me your number. Ask me for mine and then text me.
Yeah. Agreed. Like, I can't, the app is so unreliable.
Yeah. I'm not gonna check it.
I'm not gonna check it.
I'm only gonna check it after I do 3 rounds of Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Then I'll go to Hinge.
Yes. But I think if it's, like, my boyfriend, I would much rather call.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm a huge FaceTimer.
Yeah, love it.
If you FaceTime me, like, I have a crush on
you. No, then I'm like, like, I think that you really know if someone likes you if they FaceTime you.
Oh, my God. Like, I literally, it's so hot.
It's so amazing.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah. It's also, like, attractive for someone to be like, yeah, I'm going to FaceTime her.
Yeah.
Like, texting is so, like, cowardly, I feel like. Sometimes.
I know. I'll text you. When we're first getting to know each other, please text me like rapid fire.
Do not FaceTime me.
Don't send me a long text. Like, send me like 3 in a row.
I have to tell you the funniest story.
What?
So, one time I went on a date with this guy from Hinge. Like, I've been on a plethora of dating dates.
Okay.
Like, last year I was like full force into it. Like, I went on a lot of dates.
So, you're like, your experience, you're an alumni.
I would say, I think I'm a I'm a graduated alumni. Like, I'm over.
You're a Hinge grad.
Yes. But I went on a date with this guy. He was from London. He was from England. So I was, like, super into it because he had a British accent. And, like, I was explaining to him on, like, our third date, I was like, I just hate texting. Like, I think that, like, if you're going to make a plan with someone, calling is way more efficient.
Yeah.
Way easier to get it done. And also,
Google,
like,
Cal invite.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, very, like, okay, here's the plan. Like, there's no going back and forth. It's,
yeah.
This is it. This is what's happening. I also hate small talk via text. Like, when my friends text me, hey, I'm like, hey, and they're like, what's up? And I'm like, what's up? Like, just tell me what you texted me for.
No, yeah, exactly.
But so I was explaining this to him, and I was like, I just much prefer calling.
Yeah.
After our date,
oh God,
he called me. He called me. And I was like, I looked at my phone, and I was like, oh my God, what the hell is happening right now? So I obviously declined it. I wasn't going to pick it up.
Please call me. He calls you. Decline.
I obviously declined
it. This is how girls' heads work,
people. I obviously declined it. And then he texted me, and he was like, hey, thank you so much. Like, I had such a great time. Like, can't wait to see you again. I was like, were you going to call me and tell me that? You know what I mean? Like, I think he called me after the date to be like, hey, Jordan, like, had a great time with you. Like, can't wait to see you again. I'm like, I didn't mean that kind of calling. Like, if we're, like, making a situational, like, I don't mean, like, or, like, if you just want to chat, pick
so
up the phone
true.
And call me. But, like, a thank you text, that can be a text.
Yeah.
It does not need to be a call, sir.
Or, like, on my way, like, text me.
Let me just say, that was our last date.
Oh, really?
But for other reasons.
Got it. By the way, love the Gucci
phone
case.
Thank you. I got it off Amazon.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, $20.
Wait.
I'll send you the link.
Please. Wait. Oh, wait. How?
It's fake. I don't know.
What the heck? Does it protect your phone, though? No?
Yeah, it's pretty fine.
I want this.
Right?
Send me the link, please. I'm going to have a fake Gucci case soon, FYI. Yeah,
it's really cute.
But I'm going to tag Gucci on Instagram in my mirror pics.
Totally.
Okay.
Obviously. Isn't that what everyone does?
Yeah. Okay. I would say text at first to get to know each other and then and call.
Yeah.
Get off the dating app. Like, FaceTime me, please.
No, so FaceTime hot. Me. FaceTime yeah. me. But not if I don't like you, only if I like
you. Yeah. If I FaceTime you, I freaking like
yeah.
you.
Yeah. That means I want to see your face when I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
That's big.
And if you're FaceTiming me, you better believe if it rings like more, it's going to ring like more than 3 times and I'm getting ready. You know what I mean? Like I'm fixing my hair.
We are powdering. I'm we are running mascaring.
To the mirror.
Like maybe even deodorant. Like who knows?
I'm literally like putting on my lip gloss. Yeah. I'm getting ready. Next question. What's the biggest thing you feel like you're missing / gives you anxiety? This is the best question out of your questions.
Thank you. I agree.
And also probably in the top 10 of like all my guest questions.
Wow. Yeah. Great. Okay. Well, mine's love and relationships. Like I feel like I have a career down. Like I feel like my anxiety.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. It's 50-50.
That really?
Is amazing.
Oh my God.
I'm going to add it to my highlights right
Wait,
now.
Wait, I was looking for you guys to give me some clarity. Like, am I crazy? Or like, is everyone anxious about love? And like, am I crazy for feeling like I have my career down? This gave me no clarity, but I'm Wait, also hold on. Like so I need happy. To see. Everyone's just as confused as I am.
I need to see the types of people that are voting because I have like city people that like have their career life down, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see who's voting romance and love. So that means they're missing romance and love?
Yeah.
Correct. A lot of girls who are boss babes.
Oh, okay. See, can you have both?
Wait. Oh my God, that's so weird.
One of your friends is in a serious relationship?
This guy, yeah.
Maybe he ended by accident.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt. That's really bizarre. I'd say mostly girls are saying they're missing the romance and love. I do have more girl followers than guys.
I also think that girls do dwell on that a lot more. Like, guys are like, oh, it'll happen. Like, I'm going to focus on my career and, like, it'll happen.
Also, okay, maybe this is just in my head, but, like, I feel like guys, like, get to decide. Not get to. This is, I'm going to word this wrong and I'm probably going to regret saying it. But, like, I feel like guys decide. They're like, okay, I want to be in a relationship now and so they can make that happen. Whereas, right? Like, girls
have to wait.
Yeah, because we wait for the guy to decide.
I think it's all which guy you go for. Like, I think a lot of girls go for guys who aren't ready and hope that they can change them and make them ready, and, like, we just can't.
That's me.
That's totally me, too.
Yeah, a lot
we
of
just can't.
Just boss babe girls are saying they're...
And I also think guys are super intimidated by girls who are, like, really, really powerful and, like, boss babes.
And girls are more mature than guys.
Totally.
So, like, if we're both 22, then I'm, like, technically, like, 28.
And yeah. You're 20.
And you're, like, 18.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, maybe 12. I don't know. But I'm happy that everyone is just equally as confused...
Really wow. phenomenal
Very
question.
Very insightful question.
Okay. I asked this one because I think you asked it and I needed to rephrase it. So I asked it the question version. Mm-hmm. What's the best way to stalk / creep on your ex / someone you like?
Yep.
I added the someone you like because I don't want my ex to think like...
I was stalking. You
know
stalking
what I mean?
Like, yes. But like I asked this question to give a very specific answer because I think my answer is
okay,
so
what? Tell
funny.
Me.
Venmo.
Oh, that's what I knew. Literally, Venmo's the best.
No, it is so insightful. Like, not only do you know where they went,
Trust
what
me,
they did,
I've
but
talked
who
about
they
this.
Were with.
I've talked about this on
like,
the podcast.
You can be like, oh, wait, so-and-so requested money from him for this. But then you're like, oh, my God, this person also got the same request. So you know who they were with
yes.
and what they did. Like, so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so all got pizza.
Yeah.
Like
at this time.
Yeah, at this time on this day. Like, it is so insightful.
Oh, it's the best way.
It is the best way. But I have friends who stalk boys on Spotify, seeing Ooh. What music they're listening to.
I've done that.
Yeah. I mean, I've done everything.
I know.
I've done
We've
every
all done
trick
everything.
In the book.
I wonder what guys do. Okay, let's see. Girls primarily are saying VSCO, which...
VSCO?
I feel like that's a great way for guys to stalk girls.
Like, because you know how you can post, girls, like, on your VSCO.
You know how girls have, like, some girls have... a VSCO link in their
yes,
bio.
Yes.
That's a great way to stalk girls. I sometimes stalk girls doing that.
Oh, I do. Totally. If you have a VSCO link, you bet your ass I'm checking it out. There's no way there is a visco link that goes unnoticed. Yeah. If you're putting that in your bio, I'm going to
page 4.
I am looking at it.
Oh my god. I feel like people put it in, they don't think people look at it.
No,
but we look.
If it is there, I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Okay. Someone said, use your parents' social media, who's still friends with them. LOL.
Oh my god.
That's, wow. People are saying Venmo, creating Venmo. A fake Insta to lurk. Do you have a fake Insta?
No.
Look at their tagged photos on Instagram. That is also great.
That's great. But, like, is that really stalking?
They could be a whole different person. Yeah, but I agree, though, like, tagged photos, like, you see how they actually look.
Yeah. I will my friends sometimes just Instagram, like, the most unflattering pictures of me, and I'm like, I'm untagging this.
Yeah.
I'm hiding it from
my profile. Honestly, like, I'll let you post, but I'm going to untag myself.
Yeah, or I'm going to hide it from my profile.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Like, I'm going
to
hide it.
So, see if he's active on Facebook and compare that to the time he hasn't texted you back.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I've done that before.
I have not done that.
I'm like, you are, there is a green dot next to your name on Facebook. Why have you not messaged me back? You are online.
Find their social accounts if they aren't private. It's too easy. Okay, well, that's, like, obvious. Photos they are tagged in on Insta, Google.
Okay. Huh. Who are you dating? Like, Leonardo DiCaprio? Because if I searched my ex's name in Google, it would come up with his Facebook profile.
All social media and their friends' social media. Mm-hmm. Friends' social media is good.
Yeah, that's good.
Instagram tagged photos, use bestie or siblings account, Venmo, Insta, Facebook.
A lot of tagged photos.
Someone said LinkedIn or Snap Maps. Both incredible sources.
Both incredible sources, but no one that I know, like, has a public Snap Map thing. Like, everyone puts themselves on ghost mode.
I feel like a lot of people I do... Okay, I'm only, like, literally Snapchat friends with literally Indiana people, so it really doesn't matter because it's across the country.
Yeah.
But LinkedIn, I have premium, so I can, like, hide myself.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, amazing. Sometimes I don't care. I'm like, whatever. I'll view you, you'll view me, and then we'll
It'll
connect.
It'll be fine.
You know?
Yeah.
But, big fan of LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Tagged photos on Instagram, look at the activity of people you follow and see what they are liking. Mm-hmm. I can't say I'm guilty of that. I've never done that just because I don't have time, but
yeah, that's great a source. Lot of scrolling.
Yeah. Instagram, your ex's current girlfriend's social media. Oh.
Whoa, that sounds dirty.
Wow. That sounds like.
That sounds a little unhealthy.
Yeah, that, and that sounds very risky, like, that you're gonna like one of her photos.
Totally.
I'm gonna pray for you.
Yeah. I'm also gonna pray that, like, you get over that guy and, like, he's a girlfriend.
Yeah. Move on, sis. Snap Maps, someone else's profile, find them on your college roster page. What? Girls are crazy.
Wait, that's amazing.
That's hilarious. You find, like, their post on the Facebook page, just like, hey, I need a roommate.
I'll be your roommate.
Yeah. You can view their Insta stories without them seeing that you viewed it. What?
How? And can you please let us know?
Wait, I'm gonna actually do this right now and ask how.
Yes, how?
Okay, we're back on the air. So, just a few more. Actually, a lot more, but I'm just gonna fly through them.
Yeah.
Stalk the new girlfriend's Visco. Whoa! Girl, get over it.
Yeah, get over it.
Download a tracking app on their phone without them knowing.
Wait, how do you get access to your ex's phone?
That's what I'm wondering.
Are you talking about maybe just your current relationship? I think you might be.
Maybe. But also, that's psycho.
Yeah, that's also psycho.
Please don't do that. See who they follow. You're, like, looking for something bad to happen.
Yes.
You know?
That's like reading your boyfriend's text.
Yeah,
like,
not
you
cool.
You don't want to fall into that.
Make your friends follow them.
Okay.
That's
smart. Yeah, that's
fine. Use your friend's account to look at theirs. You know, that's fine. Look at their tagged pics. Okay,
so many tagged pics.
Yeah. My ex has blocked me, so I used to Google his Twitter and look at it.
Honestly,
from,
like,
Google.
I wish my ex would block me. Not because, like, I want to be blocked, but because then I would just be like, okay, now I can't see it. And, like, it's out of my life.
Yeah, I understand that.
Or, like, mute, or, like, block me from his story.
I mute so many people.
I have so many people that are muted, but it doesn't matter because then I just go to their stories anyway and still look at it.
Really? I don't.
Yeah, it's so bad.
I mean, I'm sure I have, but, like, if I'm muted, I forget.
I have to stop.
Make a new account, turn their post notifications on, and check their profile if they were tagged in anything. Post notifications, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
They were saying Venmo through Finsta. Create a spam account that no one follows and just follow the people that you want to stalk.
Yeah.
Add yourself on Find My Friends without them knowing. Holy balls.
Oh my shit.
Someone said, don't effing do it.
That's true. You shouldn't. But Venmo's really the best way.
Twitter faves. That's a good one.
I don't use Twitter.
Okay, so, like, I feel like you can find out a lot about what, like, people like on Twitter. Because, like, you can find out their humor.
Totally.
You don't get, like, tea, but, like, humor for
sure. Yeah, yeah.
Have your friends send you screenshots. A little bit crazy. Use your friend's account to follow them and view stuff. Make a fake account of a place, school, work that they're a part of and follow that, them. That's crazy. What? Someone said, every possible way.
Yeah.
Okay, we went through a bunch. Yes. We need to move on.
I think the consensus is that tagged photos is really
tagged photos and Venmo.
Yes.
Okay, are most of your friends single or in a relationship?
Single.
I would say most of my friends in LA are 100% single. Yeah. Most of my friends in Indiana are in a relationship.
Interesting. I would say a lot of my friends from home actually, are in a relationship too.
But I take that back. I think most of my close friends are in a relationship, but like out of all my friends, I think most of them are single.
Yeah, I only have one like two good friends who are in like serious relationships.
But it is cuffing season.
It is. And if anyone would like to cuff with me,
yeah,
please let me know.
Maybe we can cuff each other.
Okay, yeah. Wait.
Long distance.
Yeah, well, we'll just give each other like FaceTime cuffers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Okay. 57% said single. 43% said
okay, that's pretty close too.
Yeah. Do you think dating in the big city is easier or harder?
I think it's harder.
Agreed, 100%.
Yeah, because there's just, like, too many people.
Like, everyone's going to the same friend, your small town.
Yeah, it's so just, easy. Like, it's so much easier to meet someone.
66% said harder, 34% said easier. What is the more of a turnoff, bad breath or dirty / greasy hair?
Breath.
Oh, for
I have
sure.
a serious issue with bad breath. Like, if you have bad breath and you talk to me, like, I'm instantly leaving the conversation.
Dude, like, get gum. Like, it's
or,
not
like,
hard.
Just brush
your
teeth.
Brush your teeth and have gum on hand.
Also, like, I can tell if someone doesn't brush their tongue. Like, just brush your tongue. That's where 90% of bad breath comes from. Like, just brush it.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Yeah, I'm a big teeth girl. It's a big deal.
No, it's a big deal. You better you brush and you floss.
And brush your tongue.
Brush your tongue.
Please. And, like, honestly,
dude,
use whitening strips.
Why would I want to kiss you if your breath smells bad?
Ew. That's disgusting.
Like, my friends have made out with people who I feel are notorious for having bad breath, and I literally have asked them, like, no, seriously, like, how did you make out with him? Because he has such
that's
bad breath.
So gross. 71% agreed with us and great. Said bad breath. 29% said greasy, dirty hair. Like, I don't care. Like, try shampoo.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to think of something that, like, was equally as bad as bad breath, but like I just couldn't.
No. What would you rather your partner have, a huge ego or no confidence? Did you mean your partner or you?
Your boyfriend.
Okay,
girlfriend.
That's what I added.
Yeah. I guess an ego?
Same.
I really don't want someone with
great
no
question,
confidence.
Though. 57% said huge ego.
Yeah. Only because like at least then you can be like,
we can humble
step
them.
Off your high horse.
And we can
but,
humble
like,
them.
But like it's really hard to build up someone's confidence. Like that's a full-time
agreed.
Job.
Agreed. Do you watch... Oh, okay, I add this. Because okay. Do you watch food videos?
Yeah, I watch them all the time, all day, every day.
78% said yes. That's
oh, good. I want to know where you guys watch your videos. Like, do you watch them on Instagram? Do you watch them on Facebook, on
I
YouTube?
I watch them on Instagram.
You don't.
I do.
You do.
I'm going to start watching the Food Network one.
Yeah, watch the Food Network Snapchat. Food Network Instagram also has good videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you guys. Honestly, if you listen to this, like, thank you so much. We're at an hour. So,
wow.
That's a good... I normally my podcasts end up being an hour.
Okay.
So, that's totally fine. Where can everyone follow you and keep up with you and whatever?
Okay, so Instagram and YouTube at Jordan Rebecca, which is JORDYN. Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yes. And you can find me there.
Cool. And are you single?
I am single.
Like, so, slide into our DMs.
So slide into my DMs. I live in New York City.
She's a really cool gal.
I like long walks on the beach. And mojitos and margaritas.
Don't we all?
And chips and guac.
Chips and guac beats it all.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the pod. It was so fun. We just met today, you guys.
We just met today, but I feel like we've known each other for a while.
I know, literally.
This was very natural.
Even though we haven't. I know. Also, if you're coming from, like, Jordan's channels or whatever, be sure to follow me so you can vote in future polls. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is at TAYL0R_King. I'm working on getting Taylor King. Please, Taylor King, give me your Instagram.
Taylor King. Give it up,
girl. Come on, girl. So, anyway... I'll pay you.
So anyway,
please follow so you can vote in the polls, because the podcast wouldn't be the same without you guys. You're a part of it. And please, please, please rate and review this podcast in the podcast app. It means the world. You can also listen to this on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, whatever your heart desires. Thank you so much for listening. Make someone's day. Love you guys. Mwah.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.